The famous Chazal, which everyone speaks about. I wanted to say it's a little bit of a different connection to Zach, which I saw. You all know the Gemara says in the Dorim, Amar Alma of the Oretz, Ozom es Tarosi, Shalu es Nevi'im, Shalu Chachamim. Nobody knew why there was a Chorban. The end, the Gemara says that the Yetakodesh broke himself, and he said, "Sha'ozom esterosi frek the Gemara." What does it mean? So the Gemara answers, "Shalay berachu b'atayr tchilo." Famous Gemara. There's all types of chotim, yishayim, achrayim, meforshim, bali musar, chasidus. What's the inyan of shalay berachu b'atayr tchilo? The famous Kasha, Gemara says in Yuma, that the Siba for the Korban was because of the Gimel Averis, Gimel Raishit of Dom Vodizor. Here it says, Shalom Berachu Batar Yitzchilo. So the Maral says, and it's accepted that the Pshat, that if they would have had a Chashivas for Torah, if they would have made the Bracha on Torah, then their limud haTorah would have protected them from chet. As I state in Maral, other Torah, that that's the answer to the stira. Shalaberachu baTorah tefila. They didn't have a chashivas of Torah. They weren't machshav it enough that it was something worth making a bracha over. Memela, something that you're not machshav can't protect you. But if they would have been machshav Torah, then hagam that there were terrible yetzahoras, and there was a terrible yetzahorah of Eretz Zara. And was the Yetzirah of Gila Reis, and was the Yetzirah of Shuchas Domim, of the Torah that they would have learned would have protected them from these huge forces. As they state Maral, and that's to accept the Torah from the Stiros HaGomoros. Shteta Nerud de Gazach, something that we've spoken about in other times, that no matter how strong the force is, no matter how powerful the Yetzirah is, no matter which time you live in, time of the Churban Bayis Rishon was the tremendous mega forces of Gila Reish, Vitzvastam, and Avodah Zarah. And yet, if they would have had a Chashivas for the Torah that they learned anyway, they learned. The Raya that they learned was when they asked the Chachom and they asked the Nevi'im why was there a Churban, they didn't say they didn't learn Torah. They learned. They were learning anyway. And if they would have had a Chashivas for the learning that they did, then it would have protected them. I want to talk about it a little bit. As that Eitzah we also need. Our door needs it. On a personal level we need it. We're under attack. We're under attack in Hashkafis. We're under attack in Kedusha issues. We're under attack. That's not a Chiddush. And Shteita, that if a person would be able to get the Ma'or Shabbatayu, it would protect him. I want to think about two Nekudas. One Nekuda, Rabbi Sol Solanta says Pshat. We spoke about it in other times. But Rabbi Sol Solanta says Pshat in the Gemara. And it's a shocking Zach Lamaisa. When you bring down Lamaisa, the Pshat of Rabbi Sol Solanta, it's a shocking Zach. I spoke it out in the Shir a few weeks ago. Rabbi Sol Solanta said, and the Balei Musar will say this, that we know, it says that when David HaMelech got old, he couldn't warm himself up with the clothing. So it says in Chazal that it was an oynish, that because he ripped one time the beged of Shaul, his mezalzul in the chashivas of a beged, is for him already in the teva of the god that didn't work for him anymore. Because Baruch Hu created a metzias that something only works for you, something only operates for you, only if you have a chashivas for it, if you're miyakar it. David HaMelech made Epis Azilzum of Begodim on his darga. The Begodim, which have a natural tendency to warm you up, can't warm up. Zokhbi Sol Salanta, Torah has a natural tendency to protect a person. Torah keeps a person protected. Torah keeps a person connected to Takarish Brokhut. But that natural tendency is like a beggar, only if you're Machshavit, only if you're Miyakarit. If a person is not machshavit, a person is not miyakarit, a person is mezalzel in it, it doesn't work. It's a klal in teva. That was even David HaMelech who shol. It's mitzias. So as a b'shol, that's the pshat. They didn't make brichas atayr because they weren't machshiv it that much. So it was a shtikl zilzul. They weren't machshiv it. It doesn't work for you. Mitzias. It's a very scary vort for Rishol Solanda. It's a very scary vort. Halloy, we have plenty of opportunities to be mezalzel. I'm going to use the moshul of David HaMelech, which is a very scary moshul. First of all, it was a one-time thing. Second of all, he wasn't mezalzel in Vagoda. What happened? He grabbed onto him, and he let it rip. Right? He grabbed onto Knaf Milo, for those of you who still remember your Nach from 5th grade. He grabbed onto it, he let it rip. He didn't go ahead. It wasn't like Yushalayim, guy went ahead burning garbage cans. Right? In the Zalzel. He went ahead ripping the Godin. He grabbed onto it. That means there was a lack of Hashivas for the Zach. He would have been Machshav, but he wouldn't have let it rip. He stated that because of a lack of Hashivas, you lose the natural koyach. That clothing warms up is not a psasvara. It's a mitzvah. You put something on your fingers. It's a psanes. That he wore clothing, they put noch a blanket, it's freezing. Not because he was sick. Sometimes you have an old man, a person in the hospital, never have heart problems, it's always cold. It doesn't say that. It says the blanket didn't warm him. That means they lost their tefillah. What do you mean? Like, you put a blanket on, a person starts to sweat. No, they lost their metzias because there was a zilzel in it. I always say, I'll say it in a blunt way, so we get the message from the most clear. A bacher, a younger man, all of us, talking to myself, you have opportunities to learn. Comes a Friday morning, comes a Friday afternoon, comes a Shabbos afternoon, comes a Friday night, comes a Motzei Shabbos. You have an opportunity to learn. You have a half an hour spare, you can hop right at Daf Gemara, a Mishnah, a Mishnah Brura. You mezalzel on it. So there's a mitzias in the Brura that's not there for you. There'll come a time, by the way, when you're going to be cold. You're going to be 40. You'll be 40 one day. And you'll be busy, you'll be tired with family, with kids. With parnosa, if you don't win the lottery, and you'll want to learn, you'll be desperate to learn, you'll be thirsty to learn. You'll be cold. You want a varm zechof by Torah, right? It's like a shmaker Rashba, a tifa Reb Chaim, a gevaldige ktois. You can't warm yourself up with that. You know what I mean? You can warm yourself up with a ktois. I said warm yourself up. Varm zechof, right? You're 40. Comes on a Sunday afternoon. A guy works a whole week. Or Shabbos afternoon, and you want to warm yourself up with a ktois. One ktois, a second ktois, third ktois, you're cold. Can't understand anything. Doesn't make sense. It's getting nishta rain. She's saying can't be. Trust me, I've seen people like that. I talk to people who sat and learned for years and years and years, and then they step out of the Beis Medrash. They don't understand anything. They barely understand the English side of the Shabbos thing. You understand? What's the pshat? All of a sudden, they're stupid. They became dyslexic all of a sudden. They're old years. Did the territory like this? They were mezalzel. When they had the opportunities to learn, it's the extra half an hour that's the zilzel. The zilzel is not when you learn during Seder. The zilzel is the extra half an hour that you have. You have extra half an hour to learn. You have extra day to learn. You have extra hour. You're not doing anything. But you're mezalzel. There's going to come a time when you're going to want to tell you, and you're going to be cold. But Chas HaShalom will have a kid who's cold to it. And you want to warm up. It doesn't warm up. Because you mezalzel, you rip the beggar. It's a shocking zach. It's a mitzias in the brewer. Shall I verify that person? Shocking every soul salanta. It's the reason to get depressed. It's a scary every soul salanta, but in the 3 weeks we're allowed to say something depressing. Something scary. It's the mitzias in the brewer. It's a scary zach. It's Ezel Chacham Arayas and Nehru. You're going to be 40 one day. Even 50. And if somebody's been zalzel, and somebody doesn't have a yakras for it, you're going to stay cold. And you can't see it now, because now you're in yeshiva. And now you're young. So now you're learning anyway, so you don't see the nekuda of the zilzel. and meet the toivim of Ruba Fakert, and a person is miyakarit, and a person is machshavit, so then Torah is megan, and Torah gives a vamkite, always, loyal, the metzias. That's the first one, that's the word Ibsos Alanta says, shakin vort. And that's why Vivaldi were mazalzel, they didn't make a bracha, they weren't machshavit, it didn't protect them, it wasn't there for them, it wasn't there for them, it wasn't there for their kids, it wasn't there when they needed it. Shteita, we have a gewaltige etza for Bishol Solanta, how to save ourselves. Gilarayish, Vichazdamim, Avedizor, everything. Of a Morsha Batoris is Megan. As long as the person has a Hashivas. So the person says to himself, I'm going to be better than the Dora of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. Yeah, he's going to be better. Because if Chazal didn't think he could be better, they wouldn't have brought down the Gemara. And fourth, Mashiach's going to come now, he didn't come then. The Alter from Zabotko is right that everyone krechts about the door. It's true, there's a lot to krecht about. But before, Mashiach's going to be from our door, not from their door. It means that somebody from our door, the next door, or somebody from, somebody grew up in a world of Coca-Cola, he's going to be Mashiach. So that means it's our avoid. We have a sheikhus to this. We have a sheikhus to be machshiv, tire in a way that it will protect us, each person personally, and the door kuloi. That's one thing. I saw another Zach. I once saw a Pachad Yitzchak, and he said something very, very deep. He says Pshat in the Gemara. I once said over the Pachad Yitzchak, but I don't think it references this. Have I ever said it? Said on this, the Pachad Yitzchak? Which one? I saw Gvaldik Pachad Yitzchak, which I want to interpret a certain way, which negates us. He said something astounding, mamash. I once read over Pachad Yitzchak, I didn't realize the Hemshech HaDvarim, that he says it on this. Avotna says, I'm Noyudik Gamaisa, mamash Shak Maisa, everybody I told to Shak. This is Ramban Parshas Yisroi. It says, after Matan Torah, I said over this Ramban once, Vayayim Moshe La'om Al Tiro Ki Lebavur Nasais Eschem Bo Elikim. Because Baruch Hu came to test you. Matan Torah was a test. Says the Heilige Ramban on the Pasuk, what was it a test for? Says the Ramban, it was a test for Hakaras HaTorah. It was a test to see whether you're Makir Torah that I gave you the Torah. As I stated Ramban, in fact, the Pachad Yitzchok, it's a funny Ramban. Hakaras HaTorah is a fine Azach, Hakaras HaTorah is a Shein Azach, it's a Choshev Azach and Midas. But punk them out in Torah, because Rohu came to test them on Hakaras HaTov, he's stating them that the Hakaras HaTov, the Torah, is an integral part of Torah. Hakaras Rohu gave a mitzvah tefillin. We have Hakaras HaTov, Hakaras Rohu, that he gave us an opportunity to miskasha with him. If a person doesn't have Hakaras HaTov, it's not missing in tefillin, missing in Hakaras HaTov. In Torah state, that the integral part, an intrinsic part of Matan Torah was when Asayis Chazeshtei Rabban, are you makir toy for the Torah? State that Hakaras HaToy for the Torah is part and parcel for the Torah. Be'erek what he says like this, I'm saying it over my own muscle. But Be'erek what he says is, again, I'm saying it a slightly different way. We spoke out many times, the musig of Sainim Atonis Yichya. He's spoken out many times, the musig, Maral says, why is Sainim Atonis Yichya? So the Maral says in a number of places that in the Torah we find there's a lotion of Mayim Chaim. There's a thing called a mikvah, there's a thing called a stream, and then there's a thing called Mayim Chaim. Says the Maral, a Zov, for example, has to go on Mayim Chaim after the third time. The second time, excuse me. Why? What's Mayim Chaim? Says the Maral, Mayim Chaim is called Levedic water. Why is it called Levedic? Says the Maral, because it gives forth. People who are takers are not alive. The Neshama is called Chaim, Ba'ipach Ba'apach, Nishmas Chaim, says the Maral, because the job of the Neshama is to accomplish, is to do, is to be motivated to get more and more, not to take. Chaim means to give forth, to do. To give. That's why water, spring water, which gives forth, is called live water. It's alive. It gives out. Soine matonois yichya. Ani choshev kemes. He's a taker, not a giver. He can't give. He doesn't know what to give. Says the Pachad Yitzchok, the test whether a person is a giver or a taker is, do you have a karas atov? If you're a taker, you don't need a karas atov. Skup me. If you're a giver, then the only way you can ever accept anything, that means a person is chayim, a person's alive. How can you take anything? It's a steer to your etzem existence. Soine matonis yichyeh. The answer is, the way you bridge the stira and the way you bridge the gap is by Akaras HaToiv. Akaras HaToiv is the answer to the stira of how a person who's alive takes. I say, you know something? A Makar Toiv, that you gave me something. That's a recognition that taking is a chiddush. It's not a Dover Tivi. So Akaras HaToiv is the test if you're alive. If you don't have Akaras HaToiv, it means you're dead. Says the Pachad Yitzchok that at the time of Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael came back to the Darg of Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet, they came back to the Darg of Nishmas Chayim, they came back to the Darg where the Nisham was alive. And that was the Matorah of Torah. The Matorah of Torah is to give Torah's Chayim, that a person should live. So the litmus test to see if the Torah achieved its goal, were they alive, are they givers or takers, is, do they have a karas atayv? Because if they don't have a karas atayv, if they're takers, then they're dead. And then it's a chisaron in the etzem nesinas atayra, it's a chisaron in the etzem tsura sa'adam. Tefillin is not the etzem tsura sa'adam, Torah is. And the Torah was given in an oifin of nishmas chayim to see if the person's alive. And that's why a karas atayv was the test to see if they pierce the Nisayim. Azei Zokr. That means there's two Eifanim. There's an Eifan of Liman HaTorah, of taking, and there's an Eifan of giving. The Eifan of taking means that I learn a Torah without any initiative. Whatever comes my way, I take. There's a Seder, there's a Chavrusa, it's there in front of me, it's easy. It's an easy Taisvis, I learn it. I'm in the mood of learning, I learn. It's an easy Chavrusa, I learn. That's an oifen of learning, of taking. That's dead. But when you're a recipient, you're recipient of an opportunity, but there's no initiative inside yourself when it's a Shmera Gemara. It means what I'm saying is that it's a difference between life and death mamash. There's an oifen of learning of Sayyidina Matanis Yechiyah where you're taking constantly. You're a recipient of an outside Matana. There's an easy Taisit, there's an easy Chavusa, you're in a good mood, those are all presents that come from outside things. But from Zich, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. It's a Torah of taking. And then there's a Torah of initiation, there's a Torah of Mayim Chayim, there's a Torah of giving forth, where it's coming from inside me, where it's not easy, and it's not pleasant, and I don't feel well, and I have a headache, and it's a heart crisis, and Mechavusa didn't come. It's a sign of, are you? It's a test. Are you alive or dead or not? Do you have a Metzias or not? Are you a taker or are you a giver? Two different worlds. Says the Pachad Yitzchok, that not making a bracha on Torah means you don't have a karas atayv for the Torah. A bracha is a karas atayv. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us Torah. A Torah without a karas atayv is a Torah of taking. It's missing the whole metzias of Torah. A Torah without a bracha is a Torah without a neshama. Because it's a Torah without a karas atayv. And stay in this Ramban that a karas atayv is an intrinsic part of Torah, and explain to you why. Because a Torah of giving is a Torah of Chaim, and a Torah of receiving is a Torah of not Chaim. The litmus test is, are you makir Torah? Did you feel, does it bother you that you got it for free? You want to do it yourself. A bracha means thank you. I taking note of the fact that I got something that I don't deserve, that I don't want, that I really should do myself. And if they didn't make the bracha, it's the pshat is the seder. It doesn't bother me that you gave it, because they were takers, not givers. A zat toira of taking, not giving, can't protect from averus. The same pshat as Rishol Salanta. Because you're missing the chashivas for the etzim of chus of toira. A toira without a bracha is a toira without a koras hatoiv. And a toira without a koras hatoiv, says the Ramban, is missing the neshama of toira. A zat toira can't protect you from a chet. It's a toira which is mace. It's a toira without chayim. They didn't have a koras hatoiv for the Torah. They didn't have a chashivas that they got something. It didn't bother them that they got it. That means they were takers. They weren't initiated. They weren't alive. A taita Torah doesn't protect from averus. A levitic of vibrant chiyastic Torah, where it lives from a person's own initiative, where a person's giving forth and building, a zat Torah protects a person from chet. Dovah Nerah.